Hi, welcome to The Bridge Podcasts. We hope you enjoy the following message. For more information on all that's happening at The Bridge Church, please visit www.bridge-church.com.
When I was coming up here, my missus said, stay within your time. Stay within your time. She keeps me right. Yeah, it's good. It's good to have somebody who keeps you right. Amen. Yeah, you have the clock. Glory be to God. God is good. All the time, He is good. Amen. We are the righteousness of God. God has made us righteous. He has put us in the right standing with Him. When He looks upon us, we are nothing, but we bring pleasure unto Him. Amen. And that's what we are. That's what we are. Amen. God has made us into beautiful people. Amen. Amen. And when He looks unto us, He does not remember our past. The Bible says that as far as the east is from the west, so has He taken away our transgressions. So far, He has restored us unto Himself. Amen. He has restored us unto Himself the way He wants us to be. Amen. This morning, I want to share with you a gratitude story. I was pastoring a church in Paisley, and it was difficult times. And a pastor and a wife decided to visit me. And on that fateful day, when they showed up, after traveling almost like 45 minutes, an hour, the caretaker of the church hall decided not to show up. So I said, what am I going to do? So I said, okay, we'll have church service in front of the door. It was not that cold. So we stood by, and when I went to see him, I told him, Pastor, in fact, the caretaker didn't show up, but we're going to have the service. My legs were shaking. I was so confused. But I said, okay, let's go ahead. And they came along. We stood by the pulpit with my ushers, everybody. We had church service. And after the church service, something moved in my heart so great that I saw the faith in that pastor's heart. And since then, I'm so connected to this pastor and the wife in a way. You know, let me tell you one side of the story. Even the son, he had two children, with young children. And because of early rise, I was starting church service at 10 in the morning. So for them to get to me at 10, it means that they set off very early. One of the kids was throwing off on their way. Travel sickness and all that. And when they got to me, they were smiling. They were happy. We had church outside, like outside this door. I don't even remember even what I preached. And I think he gave the biggest cash offering that church has ever received. And since then, he has given me an assurance that he doesn't know. He has given me an acceptance that he doesn't know. And that pastor and the wife, they are here this morning.
Wow.
That's Pastor David and the wife. Put your hands together for them. Glory be to God. They loved me in a way. Recently, I was having a chat with Pastor David. And I said, look, when it comes to your son, Nathan, he's in a special place in my heart. Because he followed daddy and mommy to come to my church. Travel sickness and all, he came. And he's special to me. I surround him with prayer all the time. And he's going to be a great man of God. Amen. There's a great revival moving here in this church. Pastor David, thank you so much. You are special to me. Don't you miss him?
Yes.
Welcome back. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
There are only a few pastors like him. Pastor who preaches, plays the instrument, sings. Amen. And we love you. Amen.
Yes.
God is good all the time. No matter the situation you are in, he is good. Amen. He is good. He is love. And this morning, I want to share with you maximum love. Amen. Maximum joy, sorry. Maximum joy. Maximum joy. And I also want to thank God for Apostle Pastor Benny. This church is an international church, and we are firing the guns all over. Amen.
Yeah.
This morning, he's preaching. He's an hour ahead of us. He's preaching in Swaziland. So he's already hit some few bullets into the kingdom of hell already.
Yes.
And Lady Pastor Nan is also in air firing the word.
Yes.
What a church.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We are an international church. And this church is going to do greater things in this land.
Yes.
The wave of the Spirit is moving. And you are part of the wave.
Yes.
Don't stay away. God has a plan for you. He will use it to do mighty things. The things that God used man to do, they are always mightier than the man.
Yes.
And you'll be surprised what God will use you to do. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow down our head for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you this morning. As I preach this morning, let not my preaching come forth with the wisdom of men, but let it come forth with power, that the faith of your people will rise, that they shall do exploit in this kingdom. They shall do greater works, because that is the promise that Jesus promised us. He said, greater works shall we do, and we shall do greater works in our lives. We shall leave a legacy. In Jesus' mighty name, we shall affect our communities. We shall affect our homes. As this word comes forth, and as our faith rises, whatever destiny you have for us, may we begin to walk in that destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. The foundation scriptures for today is from Nehemiah chapter 8, and I'm reading from verse 10. Nehemiah 8:10. The scripture says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Strength. Joy releases strength. Another scripture I want us to look this morning is Psalms 30, verse 5. The word of God declares, joy comes in the morning. No matter the situation that you will be in, I can declare to you that joy comes. If you stand in anticipation for that, it will come. No situation remains permanent when you hand it over to God. No matter the challenges, if you cry unto God, joy comes. Amen. Joy is something that comes unto you. It comes over you. And the people around you don't even understand. He says, anger is but for a moment. I remember as a young boy, sometimes I'll go and misbehave outside. And when I come home, my mom knows all the naughty things I've been doing out there. But then she'll be cooking and she'll be singing. And I'll feel so guilty. So, does mommy know all this misbehavior? That's why she's singing all these hymns. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. I'm expecting her to, I don't want to say it because it will look very dangerous in this environment. But my mom was petite. And we were big and taller than her. So she didn't waste time arguing with us. She had a very big frying pan. She will tell you, that's your dinner in the corner. You should make sure your dinner is in the corner. And when she corners you there, the frying pan comes up. But don't do this at home. Amen. But the Bible says in Psalm 30 verse 5, his anger is just for a moment. Amen. His anger is just for a moment. No matter how you feel far away from God, it's just for a moment. And a moment is like a season. It's like summer. It's like spring. It will go like that. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, your joy is just in the morning. Morning is coming tomorrow, and it's just like that. You begin to feel a lot of joy in your heart. Amen? But the main scripture I want us to look today is John 15, and I want us to look at verse 11 first. John 15, 11. It says, these things I have told you, that your joy may remain in you. And look at it. The first bit is that my joy will remain in you. Which means there is joy that comes from God, and there is joy that you have. It says, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Amen. So when the joy of the Lord remains in you, it ignites something in you. And when it's full, like Pastor David was saying, it overflows. It can be seen in your environment, your face. It becomes infectious. You affect the people around you. They don't even understand. How can you be so joyful? How can you be talking about God is able? He can do all things. He is my provider. He will keep me in his arms. How can you be saying stuff like that? It is because his joy has been released and it's affecting your joy, and you begin to affect the environment around you. But if you look at this scripture very well, it says, these things I have spoken to you. So let's look at what Jesus was telling the people around him. These things I have spoken to you. What did he tell them? Let's go into the scriptures. And let's read from verse 1 of John 15. What did Jesus tell them? That when they do these things, their joy will be full. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Verse 2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. God will do some work on us. God will touch your anger. The anger that you hold on for days, God will try to work on it. Because anger will not bear much fruit. The unforgiveness will not bear much fruit. So God will work on it. He is working on you. He is working on me. So that we bear much fruit. Let's go to the next verse. I'm staying on John 15 for a while. That's the main scripture. So stay with me. Thank you. Verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Don't allow anybody to accuse you. Accusation is such a very painful thing. So most of the time when somebody accuses you, there's a little bit of truth in it, and that makes it more painful. Oh, yes. When they tell a guy that you like girls, you like chasing girls, it's true. Every boy likes girls. There's a little bit of truth in it, but if it is twisted because it's coming from a negative spirit. There's a spirit behind it. Then it's an accusation. It's not said out of love to help you come out of your situation. Then it becomes an accusation. Don't allow anybody to make you feel unclean. Because God, by sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross, hanging on that cross, he paid for every price that needs to be paid, restoring you to himself. You are the righteousness of God. And that's what that scripture says, that when the word hits you, you are clean. The word that made you born again, it made you clean also. It restored you. And you need to say this to yourself. When you wake up in the morning, I'm the righteousness of God. I'm clean. I am the redeemed of the Lord. The word makes you clean. Tell your neighbor, the word makes you clean. Verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear much fruit of itself, unless it abide in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. When you stay with Christ, when you stay with the word, you will bear much fruit. Bearing much fruit means that being able to do the things that are difficult for you to do. Amen? Amen. You will be fruitful in everything that you do. Next verse. I am the vine, you are the branches. Next one. Verse 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Glory be to God. This is like a blank check for us. Jesus is saying that if you abide in me, whatever you desire, Joe Castle, whatever you desire is linked to your abiding. It's linked to your connection with God. So when you wake up in the morning and say, God, I need a new car. I desire a 7-seater because the kids are always bungled up at the back. I need them to be free. That's your desire. But it says that your desire will come out of your connection with the word. If you stay connected to God, what God keeps telling you, the word of God makes you clean. The word of God keeps you connected. As the word is connected, as you are connected with the word, whatever you desire will come to pass. The Bible says that make your desires known unto God. Don't keep your desires in you. If you keep your desires to yourself, you kind of get frustrated. You don't know how it will come to pass. But when you hand it over to God, the Bible says, cast all your cares unto him, for he cares. Casting your care is like throwing things in the bin. If I ask you to list all the things that you threw in the bin last week, you will not remember, which is good. If you cast it unto God, you don't carry it anymore. The Bible says, bring your burdens unto Jesus. In this Christian walk, we don't carry our own burdens. We have a man, God, who came onto this earth to carry it for us. He's taking our burdens away. Sometimes people ask me, Fred, you don't seem to have any problems. I'm preaching about maximum joy, so don't hold on. Laugh. If you feel like laughing, laugh. Amen?
Amen.
But you know I have problems. But the issue is that the word of God puts light on those problems and they make it so little and flimsy. So I'm always smiling. I know he will do it. I don't have a care at all because it has all been handed over to Jesus. And he will do it. Amen. Let's move on to verse 10 of John 15. If you keep my commandment, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. God is love. When you keep his commandment, you will abide in his love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. What is Jesus telling? He's telling us, what I'm asking you to do, I've also done it. Jesus was on this earth as a man to do all the things that God expects us to do. And he's giving us the assurance that since he has done it, and since he is seated at the right hand of the Father right now, interceding for me and you, you can make all the mistakes that you. You see, Satan can never put you down as a child of God. It's like having a very good lawyer. You can swerve the system. Anytime you break the law, this lawyer will go and stand before the judges and speak on your behalf. Oh, this guy is a very good citizen. He helps children. He's fantastic. And the judge will say, don't do that again. And Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and that is his job. When you make a mistake, Satan will accuse you. I say, look at Ali. Ali is not good. Like the way he went before God and accused Job. But the only way he could get Job was because Job had fear in his heart. So he opened the door. But no, as soon as you know that, and you know that no matter my mistakes, Jesus is there with me. He will carry me through. I'm not perfect. That is why it is a journey. If you make that your confession, see, the Bible says that if you sin and you repent, he is just to forgive you. The problem is holding on and behaving as if you haven't done any wrong. But Jesus said in John 15, 11, these things I've spoken to you that your joy may be full. I'm talking about maximum joy this morning. Amen. Stay connected to the word. Stay connected. The little word that you've heard, let it be great in your heart. What have you heard? You've heard John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, there's so much confession in there. You can wake up in the morning and say, oh, God loves me. He died for me. I will not perish. No matter what happens in this earth, no matter what Brexit will bring, 2019, I will not perish. My property will not lose value because I don't belong to this kingdom. I belong to the kingdom of Jehovah God. Can you imagine the amount of confession you have in John 3:16 alone? And 17 says that, I came not to judge you. Amen. Sometimes we judge ourselves and we say, God is judging us. He doesn't. He's love. He loves you. He loves you. He will carry you through. The Bible says that when you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew you. Jesus declares that I am the author and the finisher of your faith. He knows the end from the beginning. The end will be good. Yeah. Maximum joy. Amen. Amen. So Jesus says that stay connected. One thing that I have learned in my ministry life is most of the time we are okay just at relationship point. I'm not okay when I have a relationship with you. You can ask Joe. Sometimes I'll call him and say, Joe, I haven't heard from you the whole week. What's up? Have I made any mistake? Have I offended you? Because, you see, God is not okay with just relationship. We encourage people to have relationship with God. It's the first step. He wants fellowship. He wants fellowship. He wants to have time with you, spend time with you. Sometimes I'll call Joe. I say, Joe, can we meet somewhere? I haven't seen you the whole week. I don't know what's happening. Have I said something to offend you? What's up, bro? Come on, come around. Amen. I do the same thing. Sometimes I'll call Pastor David. Can we have coffee? Can we sit down? Because fellowship is better than, it's another. You see, relationship is like high school. And fellowship is like higher college, going to college or going to uni. God is telling us this morning to get maximum joy. Come closer. Let's have fellowship. Somebody said, how can I have fellowship with God? The Word. Open that Bible of yours. We are in a generation where the Bible is everywhere. Almost on every smartphone, you can have a Bible. You can put an alert on it. I have an alert on my phone that tells me to read the Bible lunchtime. So 12 o'clock, it will go, bim, read the Word. And it's because of maximum joy. Because when you read the Word, you come across scriptures like Psalm 91 verse 16. It says, I will satisfy you. I will satisfy you with long life. I will satisfy you with long life. Which means that if in my heart, long life is 150, and I declare it, I will have it. I cannot satisfy you with some of the African dishes that I eat. Because there's a lot of chili in it. And no matter how I convince you it's a very nice meal, you finish eating and you say, oh, that is rubbish. How can you eat something like that? Amen. And it's the same with God. Psalm 91:16 says, I will satisfy with long life. So your thinking should be that, for me, long life is, I want to live long. I want to be 70, I want to be 80. And God has promised me that I will satisfy you. So in your thinking, I will be around for a long time. And God is not just keeping you along for keeping you sake. He says that, and I will show you my salvation. God is not keeping us just for nothing, but he will show us his salvation. Amen. So abiding releases maximum joy. Amen. Fellowship releases maximum joy. One thing with fellowship is that when you fellowship with somebody for a while, you begin to trust him. God loves us. God trusts us. You see, God has gone through things. Sometimes we don't seem to realize it. He lost 1/3 of the angels in heaven. Can you imagine? 1/3 of the angels left heaven and became demons when Satan rebelled. God has also had some losses in this game of the kingdom. 1/3. They left and became demons. The first family, one killed the other. The two boys, Cain and Abel. How do you think God felt? You are not the only one having challenges. The first family, they turned away from God. So God had to have a new arrangement and bring Jesus. The Bible says he was his beloved son to come and die for me and you. No matter the challenges, no matter the losses, there's a key to maximum joy. And that key is staying abide in the Word, taking in the Word. I don't read a lot of the Bible because it's a higher word. The Bible says that, God says that my word is higher than your thoughts. So it's not the volume, but just one. And you keep it in your heart. Ah, it's so nice. Amen? Amen. One of the scriptures I like so much is that I will send my spirit and he will teach you all truth. Yeah, but you need to have that arrangement. Holy Spirit, as I open this Bible, teach me. Amen. Fellowship will release trust. Amen. Faith comes. As you read the Bible, God will visit you. As you abide, there will be perfect peace. Peace without understanding. You will have my kind of smile where I'm smiling where things are difficult. In Africa, we say that the goat sweats, but because of his skin, you don't see the sweat. Yeah, a goat or a sheep sweats, but because of the fur, you don't see. If you stay with the word of God, no matter the situation, you will sail through. It will be like a pool. Motivation speakers always say, have a pool. Have something that is pulling you into next year. Believe that next year, Brexit will not have effect on you. It will pull you through. Your property value will not drop. Amen. Don't be worried about applying for visas and traveling about. So when Brexit comes, when I'm going to holiday, I have been applying for visa all my life. Because the country where I come from, they don't allow us to come to another country without visa. Everywhere I have to apply for visa. It is a very nice way to also live. You have a lot of stamps in your passport. Amen. You'll be fine. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. That's also a confession. You have to speak it. You see, it's okay for it to be in the Bible, but you need to speak it. Amen. Amen. Joy will give you strength. Joy will release supernatural power in you. Amen. Let's look at a few scriptures and I'll finish for today. 1 Peter 1:8 talks about unspeakable joy. The joy that God is about to release in our hearts to affect our own joy is unspeakable. Amen. It will beat the minds of the family members around us. Our friends will be like, wow, where did you get this from? I want to know. Make sure you tell them it's from the Bridge Church and invite them here. Amen. Joy is a spiritual force. And before I finish, I want us to look at one more key in Luke chapter 10, verse 16 to 18. That's also another way to get joy. Because after you've studied the word, you have the word, you come to church, Pastor David preaches, polishes you, teaches you. You need to go out there and speak to others. Starting from your home. Amen. Starting from your home. You see, when God saves you, he's already saved your home. Don't worry about your brothers and sisters. They are saved. Your mom and dad, they are saved. We are just waiting for the manifestation. This church is a family church. When God saves you, he has saved all of them. They will all be here one day. Only walk by faith. Amen. Luke 10:16 says, he who hears you, hears me. Amen. When you are sharing the gospel with somebody, don't be afraid. Stand on this scripture. Amen. Have the courage and the boldness and say that anybody who hears me actually hears God. He who rejects me also rejects God. So don't be. Sometimes I'll be on the bus stop and I'll start speaking to somebody about, do you want me to pray with you? Do you want to be born again? The person says, no, I don't want that. I don't want to hear that. I don't feel bad. I don't feel like, oh, they've rejected me. No, they have rejected God. And that is what is keeping us from the maximum joy I'm talking about this morning. You see, if you have God in you and you don't share it, it becomes stagnant in you. But when you share it, it increases the joy. Yes. Let's look at verse 17 and you get a full picture of what I'm saying. Then The 70 returned with joy. You see, Jesus sent them out 2 by 2. And they returned. He says, Lord, the demons are subject to us. If it had ended there, it would have been very dangerous. But it says that they were subject to us in your name. Don't go out there in your name. I don't go out there in the name of Fred. It's dangerous. There's a story in the Bible where a group of young boys went out to cast demons. The demon said, hey, Jesus, I know. Apostle Paul, I know. You, Fred, where have you come from? The Bible says they beat them so well, they took off all their clothes. And they started running naked in town for going in their own name. The Bible is a nice, I don't know why people watch movies rather than reading the Bible. Nice, nice stories in there. People beating people. Some running naked. Which movie have you seen like that before? Amen. Release yourself. Some people are not laughing. It's the maximum joy this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. But you see, when you go out in the name of Jesus, sometimes the tension at home, just gather the family and say, let's go out. Go out. Go for dinner. Sit in the park. God will give you somebody to talk to. Yeah. Sometimes you don't need to talk a lot. Just say, oh, can I pray for you? Amen. Let's read on and I'll finish. Have you been blessed?
Yes.
I'm preaching myself happy. Yes. We are still in Luke, right? Glory be to God. So 18, let's go to 18. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Can you imagine? The disciples thought they had gone out and they had gone on evangelism. They had gone to speak to people. You see, when you go out and you speak to somebody and a person feels the love of God, this is what happened. Satan is defeated. Yes. Satan is defeated. That's how huge it is. That is why he will keep you away from sharing your faith. Because each time you share your faith, this is what Jesus said, you might not see it. He says, when you were praying for the people, when you were sharing your salvation with others, this is what was happening. I, Jesus, I saw Satan defeated, fell down. Amen.
Amen.
Do you want to defeat Satan?
Yes.
Go out there and do the works that Jesus did. Tell people about him. Your joy will be marked. You come home so happy.
Yes.
Because the joy of Jesus will be downloaded onto your joy. Verse 19, then we'll finish. Let's go on. 19. Behold, I give you authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That is you. You have power. Amen. John chapter 1, don't go there. John, just stay here. But John chapter 1, verse 12 says that, as many as believe, not as many have been pastors or church leaders or been in church for a long time. If you believe, this happens to you. As many as believe, he gives them power.
Yes.
And one thing with power is that you don't see. You can't see power, you can't touch it. But when you plug your mobile phone into the power, you see that something is happening. God is saying that when you plug into me, you will see something happen. Verse 20, Luke 10:20. Let's go on. You have power. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this. This is beautiful. That the spirits are subject to you. Sometimes when you go out there and you see miracles, you get puffed up. Pastor David cannot invite you to meeting again. I can beat demons. Leave me alone. Don't be puffed up, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Ash. Ash. Your name is written in heaven. There's a scripture that says that God has written our names in the palm of his hands. I'm yet to get my first tattoo, but those who already have tattoos, I came to announce to you, God has tattoos, and it's our names in his hands. Amen. He sees our names. This morning, he saw Karen's name in his hands. He saw Joe's name. You see, your palm is an area that you see all the time. And God says, your name is written in the palm of his hands. Amen. Are you going to stay abiding in the word? Yes. Are you going to stay connected? Yes. Your jaw will be full. You'll begin to experience maximum joy. Stay connected. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Thanks for listening. Remember to visit our website, www.bridge-church.com, and connect with us via Facebook and Twitter.